Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchos Tefillin, and we're learning Klal Yadalid, Simen Yud Gimel. Nearly the Iter Hamaniach Tefillin Shal Yad Mimishen on the Iter. A person is borrowing Tefillin, and he's a lefty, and he's borrowing it from the only Tefillin available to borrow are from somebody who's a righty. So what should you do? So now, what's the problem? The Tefillin are set up to be put on the left arm, and they're set up with the Mabarta facing towards the top of the Tefillin. The part of the Tefillin which the loop goes through is facing to the top of the arm. The Yud is facing on the right of the Bayis, which when you put on your left arm is closer to the heart. And that's the way the Tefillin go. Now this person takes it from, it puts it on his right arm, so he puts it on the same direction, so the Mabarta will be facing to the top of the arm. The Yud will be on the right side, which is now facing away from the heart, away from the body. It's on the outside, not on the inside. So is that a problem? What should we do with that, etc.? So that's the question. So we have a second issue, a third issue, is that you want the Yud to be inclined towards the bias. So when you're putting it on the outside, so that might be like, so it's going to be not inclined towards the Tefillin, but inclined away from the Tefillin. So if you can set it up that should not be true, that's type. It should be faced towards the bias and be touching towards the bias. That's good. We can't correct that. You should still wear them. Venerally, if I can take the ritzua out and reinsert the loop in such a way that this tefillin, which are normally worn on the left arm, and the kesher, the yud is on the right side of the tefillin, I'm going to take the loop out and put it in such a way that the kesher is now on the left side of the tefillin, the yud is on the left side of the tefillin facing towards the body. Even though by doing so, the yud will not be touching the bayis, so zet tov yosef, that's better. But if he can't do that, so whatever you can do, you should do when you wear the tefillin as such, and it seems that you make a brach on that. Okay, now, Mishnah Berura comes along and says that he has a third option over here, that the language, first of all, he points out that that which we want the yud to be towards the lave, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it's the minig hanochen. The Mishnah Berura says it's not just minig hanochen, but the Gemara proves that it's a din of the Gemara and it's halacha lemaisa that one must do. So it's not just an extra appropriate minig, but it's the actual required halacha that a person, the kesher should be towards the heart. That which we wear a tefillin with the mabarta facing up is actually there are different minhagim in the Rishonim. So Mishnah Berura says the best thing for a person to do in that situation, a person who is a lefty, borrowing a person who's a righty's tefillin, and moving tefillin from being more on the left arm, being more on the right arm, so instead of putting it with the mabarta facing towards the top of the arm, you should put it with the mabarta facing towards the bottom of the arm. So it means that the tefillin, the actual tefillin itself, are higher up, they're closer to the top, to the armpit. And the part which the loop goes through, which is the mabarta, is actually lower down towards the elbow. So then in that situation now, the yud will be facing in towards the body. So it's not being pulled away from the tefillin. You're wearing the tefillin in that sense the regular way. But the yud will be facing towards the body. He says, Mishnah Berura holds that would be a better option to do than to do this option of taking out the to having the yud facing outwards, because that's the din of the Gemara. According to the Gemara, it's ma'akev, it's din that has to be done with the yud facing in towards the body.